The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, bit of a special podcast today. We've had so many stories of volunteers, players and members of Team White on the podcast since we started back in 2017. Well, for this podcast, I thought it'd be nice to share some of the unheard interviews, all discovered thanks to a box of unlabeled CDs I found in my loft. Jackie Mizon announced her retirement from domestic and international umpiring back in 2019. Our interview went online then, but I've recently found another 15 minutes of unheard material that I've recently restored. So let's have a chance to listen to that. And I started by asking Jackie how easy the decision was.
I don't think it's ever easy to walk away from something that you absolutely love. But for me, the time was right. I have had a fabulous career as an umpire at all levels, particularly at the international level. And I just wanted to spend a bit more time with family. I wanted more balance. And I've reached a stage where I think that I have got something to give back away from the court to officiating. Mm. There's lots of roles that are out there. I don't know what one I might take up. I'm currently an assessor as well as a mentor. And I'd like to sort of tread that pathway and really look back to helping all the umpires out there from grassroots right the way through to elite and international. So, yeah, the time was right for me. The time was right for me.
Being part of the Super League, you must have been on the same court as some absolute stars of the league. Can you believe some of those players? Any standout?
No, I mean, before you become an umpire, you're kind of a fan. You're a fan of the game, aren't you? And I think we have a scheme in the East here, a mentoring scheme for umpires that allows us to work alongside a franchise. And, you know, Karen Atkinson, I got to work with her and become the umpire I am by learning how to umpire an elite player. She was amazing. And, you know, it's hard not to be a fan. You have to put that to the back of your mind. You have to really focus on what your role is. And once you've done that, you just see this superb play that you get to make a decision on, can she really do that? Was that correct? You know, and when you realise, yes, she did, and yes, she can, it's just an amazing moment as an umpire to think, you know, that's how you want it to be, that you want to allow that play to happen. So Karen Atkinson, for me, is a bit of a star. Pam Cookie, a beautiful player. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with Pam over the years. And, of course, now, where I stand, she now commentates the game. So I got to be able to still see her and work with her in a completely different capacity, which was great. And just watching the players come through, you know, Joe Holson. I used to umpire Joe Harton at Bucks at University Netball. Look at her now. You know, incredible. A superstar over in the Suncor League. I, like you, when we've had a conversation in the past, Andy, I watched those last-minute goals go in on Super League finals that makes you look at players like Helen Housley and think, how on earth did she stay so cool and calm and manage to do that on a Super League final? An absolute privilege to work with those people. But, you know, you get to watch all the international players as well who now actually come through our league. We're a very strong proposition now for players from all over the world. And, you know, Peace Prascovia, I'll go back to her. She worked working with a player like that as an umpire really tests you and makes you think about physically. How great her step is into the post, for example. It's just fabulous, and it leaves you with great memories, and I'm forever in awe at their athleticism and their ability, and it is a privilege to watch them all come through. And I think it's a case of watching this space now with all the new young players coming through just like we've got new young players coming through. Look at all those players now that are coming through the coaching systems that have all been put in place by franchises. It's fabulous.
Done four finals, haven't you? Is there an emphasis on maybe just having confidence in your calls? Because you know that there's maybe that little bit more scrutiny on it.
Yeah, you've got to be confident. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to do your homework on your rules knowledge, and you must make sure that you are as fit as a fiddle, because boy, oh boy, do those girls run fast out there on that court, and the boys, actually, whenever we've had to umpire them too. But you owe it to the game, you owe it to the players, and you owe it to yourself to be in the best shape that you possibly can to serve the game well. And we are under a great deal more scrutiny now with, you know, something just like this that I'm participating in now, a podcast, the fact we're going to talk about things post-match, the TV replays, the TV punditry, the post-match coach conversations that we sometimes have to go through. Yes, you have to be on your game. You have to be mentally tough. I'm quite passionate about that, making sure that umpires do put in their homework about their mental preparation and their mental, shall we say, recovery from games, good, bad and indifferent. You know, you've got to learn from every single experience, and you've got to be strong to learn from every single experience. So, yes, it's an interesting time that we're moving, and we know that players are being put through that as well, through the replays that are done on them. They've also got to be addressed. And our young umpires, I know that I can talk to them and share my experiences with them to help them cope with all of the pressures that the modern game brings.
I spoke to Gary after his 100th game and I said, oh, Gary, did you enjoy that? Do you think you had a good game? And he was like, yes, but I haven't checked any of my stats yet. Which just goes to show what you were saying just then.
Yeah, the post-match work that we do, I think it's the unspoken work, and we do as much video analysis as the coach and players. We review every decision. Our TV footage gives us stats that allows us to look at things and think, right, okay, have we got the balance of that game there? Did we get those contact decisions correct? Was our game management on point? We do scrutinise our own performances to the nth degree, and it's an important part of being an umpire, not just at the high end, Andy. I think you've got to do it after every game. So some self-analysis and some self-reflection is a very important skill for any athlete to have, but particularly a netball official. A netball umpire needs to be on point in that department. And sometimes we watch these videos back and we just think, oh my goodness me, why did I make that call? You know, we've all done it, we've all been there. They're the ones that we need to recover from. And you just think, right, okay, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. I'm a great believer in addressing that, making sure, you know, sometimes that might mean a quick conversation with a coach or a player post-match, or you know, once you've done your analysis, and just say, yeah, okay, I take the point, I see what you're saying. And, you know, it's interesting, let's put it that way. I sometimes think the only way to review a game is sometimes with, I'd like to say, I call it an unhealthy cup of tea, i.e. a glass of wine. Sometimes that's what you need. You just need that. Sometimes say, okay, right, yeah, that wasn't good. But equally, I recognise all the wonderful things that I've done and the other umpires do. You know, when you play, great advantage. Everyone thinks, oh, yeah, that was a great goal. That was this, that and the other about the play. Sometimes it's the decision an umpire makes that allows that to happen on the call. And that's there's pluses and minuses, isn't there, for everything that we do. And I like to try to make sure that we remember the good things as much as we don't focus on the bad things. That's the best way to be an official.
This podcast was sharing some unheard interview with the hugely respected ex-member of Team White, Jackie Mizon. And I asked Jackie what some of the things players and coaches look for in the game.
I think if you were to ask a player or a coach what they want a fast-flowing game with good advantage, and they want it managed in the correct way. Obviously, we want the game to flow, but we don't want it to become too physical or dangerous. You know, we must keep the players safe. And the number one thing, my absolute number one goal is, as an umpire, you just want to be consistent. Consistent, consistent, consistent. If you give the players that consistency, they play. They play with freedom. And I think that's something that we all benefit from. And it allows us to see the best skill out there on the court. It allows the umpires to not interfere in the game and create a great spectacle. And I think, yeah, if you can do your homework, be consistent, apply good advantage, control the game, there you go. You've got that perfect moment that should happen on a court, providing everybody else brings their, you know, you want the players to bring their A game and the coaches to make good decisions. If we all do the right thing in that perfect triangle of communication that I like to see an umpire being part of, i.e. the coach, the player, the umpire, oh, you just get fabulous moments, don't you? You get great Super League finals, you get great World Cup finals, you get fantastic regional games, you get great games at local league. You know, it's the same principles at every level, doesn't matter where you are. And I think then you can come home as an umpire and you sit down and think, you know what, I had a good day today, I did my job well, and so did everybody else. That's exactly how I feel about my career. You know, my overall view, Andy, is that happened for me. I did my job well. I did my homework. I applied myself. I had a great time. I did my job well. And I'm sad that I'm not able to keep running forever, but I'm so, so happy, so humbled to be involved in the game, so privileged to be involved in the game as it is in the modern day, and just smiling. And I don't think you can ask for much more than that, can you, really? You can smile at the end of the day.
And that next set of Team White, do you have a bit of advice for them?
I think the number one piece of advice is just make sure you enjoy every moment, because it's gone in a flash if you don't. And if you don't enjoy it, if you don't smile, you simply cannot be the best version of yourself. And I know that's hard. It's hard to sometimes, you know, relax in that spotlight that's coming their way. But, yeah. You need to make sure you enjoy it. You need to work hard. I still say this to every umpire that I mentor. You need to know your rules. You need to know that little rule book is your Bible. I wish the players knew those rules a little bit better sometimes, but they're getting there. Just embrace it. Be the best that you can possibly be version of yourself. If you do that, then you will go out and be a great umpire, whatever level you choose to be. So, yeah, enjoy it, smile, know your rules, be the best version of you, and yeah, it should all happen. And I'm just excited for them, because I remember, you know, I've spoken to a couple of them, and I remember that excitement, Andy. I do, and do you know, it never left me. I was excited right up until the end to pick up that whistle and umpire a game. It's what it takes, I think, to make sure that you can be a good umpire. So the moment you lose that, then you probably need to walk away. I'm lucky. I'm walking away never having lost that smile. And I've just got a great bunch of memories and a fantastic group of friends everywhere I turn.
I saw online the picture of the Acme Rose Gold whistle. Did they sort you one out as well?
Yeah, they certainly did. And you know what? I use my whistle, my new whistle, every game, my new super smooth black whistle that was in my little goodie bag that the World Cup gave us. And I think Gary Birch has had a great deal to do with the organisation behind that. But I've used Acme whistles since I was told to use a metal whistle. Funny story, I turned up to a mentoring session, funny enough, with Mavericks.
Yeah.
And the mentor appointed to me was Sheila Redpath, who was a bit of, you know, she's still up there on that pedestal for all of us. Yeah, absolute legend. Well, I walked in. I actually, at that point, had a whistle on a lanyard. That's how inexperienced I was. A whistle on a lanyard around my neck. And boy, oh boy, did I soon know that that wasn't the done thing. She said to me, "What's that round your neck?" And I said, "Well, my whistle here, you know." And I'm sort of quaking like a little umpire in the new trainers and thinking, here I go. I'm going in to see Karen Atkinson do her thing as a on a training court. And honestly, she said, "Get that off." She's fished out a whistle from her pocket, a finger whistle that, of course, all of us umpires must use now. It was an Acme metal whistle and a silver one, and I never looked back. I never picked up a different whistle until a different, you know, make or whistle, brand or whistle. Never picked up a plastic whistle, though it was my Acme metal whistle, was there firmly in my pocket. And, yeah, always has been. And, yeah, look at that now. We all talk about umpires' whistles and people have them engraved and they're gold and they're rose gold or they're, you know, brushed this and fabulous, isn't it? There, that's how great umpiring has become, that we talk about our whistles now. So, yeah, happy memories, I would say, Andy, all around. Happy memories.
So do you reckon that's it?
I'm definitely not coming back. I said to Gary, I said, this is a massive decision for me, because when I make my decision, I won't be coming back. Like I say, Andy, there's a few years, he's a few years behind me, quite a few years behind me. And it is tough. The regime behind being an umpire, especially a Super League umpire, is tough. We travel the country. It's hard work. I didn't really enter into umpiring until later in my career, purely because I had my children much earlier than others do these days.
Jackie, thank you so much for your time. It's been really good to speak to you.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed every minute talking to you.
Jackie is now a qualified A Award assessor, working with umpires from grassroots right through to elite. She's developing umpires alongside Netball Europe, and perhaps more importantly, are those grandparent duties for her three grandchildren. Thanks again, Jackie. Really enjoyed that. There's further information on becoming an official. You can find out more on the Be Involved section at englandnetball.co.uk.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.